From WXXI News, this is 1370 Connection. I'm Elisa Orlando. For more than 25 years, you have tuned to 1370 Connection and to this time slot for community dialogue on topics like politics, healthcare, education, arts, and culture with veteran broadcaster Bob Smith. Bob, as you probably know, is retiring for health reasons after a stroke this past April. And today, you and we have a chance to honor the man who led those daily conversations.
I'm Jean Fisher. And over the past month, I've had the privilege of recording a series of conversations with Bob that we'll be sharing with you today. So let's get started. We'll hear from Bob as he talks about growing up in Rochester.
My mother was from Toronto. And it may seem like I grew up in Canada simply because I was I grew up at a home that was very much a Canadian home, even though I was a Rochesterian by birth.
So then where did you live as a kid?
In Rochester, actually in Irondequoit, and then finally in the town of Greece, and eventually up in Fairport.
When you were in school, I know you had lots of wide activities. You played a musical instrument?
That's right. I was a clarinetist, a very bad one, I'm going to admit, because I tried to be a clarinetist because my teachers thought it would be good for me to have a musical instrumental background. And I had wanted to be a saxophonist, never was able to get into the school band as a saxophonist, but then, you know, woodwind was my thing, I guess. So I tried clarinet, and I was never that great at it. They found out I wasn't that good, but I tried.
So what other activities did you do when you were a youngster in public school?
Oh, debating team, especially in high school at Aquinas. I was in the debating, the forensics club is what they called it. But I did debates, and there was a debating league among the high schools in the Rochester metropolitan area.
Well, if you don't mind dating yourself a little bit, what were some of the issues and events that were going on when you were in high school that you talked about in debating leagues?
War in Vietnam. Almost everything centered around the Vietnamese war.
When you debated about the war, did you talk about things like, you know, was it a war? Was it a police action? Was it legal?
Funny, you mentioned all of those things and more. Was it a moral crusade? Was it something that we should be doing? And at which side should we be on? And what should we do? Should we actually use our military, and should we get involved in it? And there were many people on a lot of different sides of that one. I think most of the debates that we did, we would take positions in favor of disengaging and essentially end the engagement as soon as we possibly could.
So that interest in political science you carried with you out of high school?
Oh, absolutely.
Were you worried about the draft when you were getting ready to graduate from high school?
You bet. I remember thinking to myself, I am probably going to get sucked in this thing big time, and I am not going to want to fight. I just had to try to sort out, what am I going to do? And you had to make a choice. Were you going to be a conscientious objector? Were you going to refuse to serve? Were you going to end up accept the draft? It was a tough choice that you had to make a decision.
So then at the end of high school, what did you do?
What I did, I got lucky in a way, because the laws of our country, and you could get a student deferment. So, okay, well, I'm going to go 2S. That was the deferment. I was going to accept a scholarship and go into college. And, you know, that's the funny. That was really, in a way, we felt bad about it in a certain sense, because if you could afford to get your way paid in college, you could go into the, you could become an undergraduate, and you never had to make a choice. And then you basically went to school.
That's the voice of Bob Smith. You listened to him for years here on WXXI Radio in this time slot at 1370 Connection. Bob conducted a series of interviews with Gene Fisher as part of this tribute program. For the next couple of hours, we're going to remember Bob and his contributions to the local journalism scene, the local talk show industry, and to our community. If you would like to make a tribute to Bob or just share a memory that you have about maybe calling into the program or being a guest on the program, we invite you to call us right now at 263-9994-263-WXXI. Bob gave that number every day in this time slot for many, many, many years. And so now we ask you to call us and remember Bob and honor Bob as we're going to do this afternoon. Again, our number is 263-9994 or 263-WXXI. We have our email box open as well, asktalk, A-S-K-T-A-L-K, at WXXI.org, if you'd like to share a memory there.
And Bob will be hearing your memory, so you can speak directly to him when you call 263-9994, although he is not able to be with us today. Over the past few weeks, we've also been hearing from a lot of Bob's colleagues and friends, and so let's hear from some of them now.
I'm Norm Silverstein, president of WXXI, and I want to thank Bob Smith for his 25 years of service as host of 1370 Connection. Our listeners appreciated Bob's wit and wisdom, his many guests, and his ability to make even the most complex issues understandable. Guests always marveled that Bob did his homework. He read the books, he researched the topics, and he made sure he was informed before opening the microphone. Bob was a fixture at WXXI, and he's going to be missed. On behalf of all of us at WXXI and your many fans, thank you, Bob, for making a difference.
Hi, this is David K. Johnston, and I've had the honor and the privilege of sitting in several times for Bob over the years. When my wife and I moved here in 1993, one of the things Bob Smith's radio show did for me was teach me about this community, about who the players were and what the issues were, and I'm very grateful for that.
Hi, this is Brenda Tremblay, morning host on Classical 91.5. I met Bob Smith more than 20 years ago when I started working at the station in 1991. Our desks were about 3 feet apart back in the day, and we shared a wall, a coffee maker, and an extremely noisy dot matrix printer that clattered and shook and gobbled paper faster than the Cookie Monster. So here are two things I've learned about Bob Smith in those years. First, he's brilliant. Once I got this list of all the guest speakers at the Chautauqua Institution for the summer, and it was a long list, dozens and dozens of random people. So Bob and I played this guessing game. I would call out the name, and he would guess who the person was and the subject of the speech. Actually, he wasn't guessing at all. Bob knew everyone's resume on that list off the top of his head. I'll never forget it. He knew their latest books, their points of view. He knew the poets, the politicians, the scientists, the philosophers from a wide swath of backgrounds. It was like he channeled dozens and dozens of opinion makers with facts and dates to back it up. Because Bob always did his homework. He lived and breathed to keep us informed about the world. The second thing I learned about Bob Smith was this. Even though he was nearly always the smartest person in the room, he was also one of the nicest. I don't think he has a mean bone in his body. He resisted making snarky comments, little digs, even when he might have been tempted to. He respected listeners. He always paid attention with an open mind and an open heart. Later, I moved down the hall to Classical 91.5, and Bob got his own office, and I would hear him in there in the morning talking, chattering with guests or talking to listeners, talking to his mother every single day, which he still does. Bob once told me that he had toyed with the idea of taking on his father's manufacturing plant in Rochester. But it wasn't for him. Instead, he found the greatest joy of all. what Pulitzer Prize-winning historian David McCullough calls real success. Bob Smith found his life work in the work that he loved, and I miss him.
And we'll be hearing from lots more of Bob's friends and colleagues and some of his regular guests coming up a bit later in the program. We also invite you to join the conversation. Bob is listening to us, and I know you can speak directly to him when you call 263-9994 and share your memories of the man who sat in this chair for more than 25 years.
That's right, and we have had the phone lines light up as soon as we gave out the telephone number, 263-9994. So we want to hear from you now. Remember, Bob's listening today, and this is our Bob Smith tribute show here on 1370 Connection. Let's go first to Sandra. Thanks, Sandra, for listening and for waiting. Do you have a memory you'd like to share or comment?
Yes, I do. Bob, miss you just terribly. We were in Russia. I think it was 1986 with WXXI. And I was with two other members of our group, and we decided to jump the ship and go to the Kirov Ballet. We got into the Kirov Ballet, and there was a huge line for tickets, but three people came up to us and said, look, we have tickets we're not using. So we bought them and happily wandered around, went back into the theater, got our seats, which we were glad to find, and looked up, and there was Bob Smith with the head, I believe, of the television station in that particular town. So we happily waved and met them after the concert. We were walking out, and suddenly we were surrounded by the KGB. We didn't know they were KGB because they were in plain clothes, but they let us know soon enough. Now, since we didn't speak Russian, the three of us didn't know what was going on. Fortunately, Bob was with someone who did speak a Russian, and he informed us we were under arrest with the KGB because we had bought stolen tickets. So Bob put this on a disc or whatever and sent it to Rochester, and I believe it was, I'm not sure, it was a broadcast. Nevertheless, Bob saved me. I was hysterical. And fortunately, we made our way. It was, of course, the middle of the night by then, of course, but it was daylight then. And we walked around, and we finally found a cab and climbed in with four other people and made our way back to the hotel. And we were quizzed by the head of the group, and where are the others, and what happened. And I still, to this day, thank Bob for saving me from going into the station. The other two people did go in and were quizzed and finally came back, and I was eternally grateful because I was really hysterical. So, Bob, thank you again and again for saving me from the KGB. You said later on you'd be laughing about this and telling the story around the cocktail table, and you were absolutely right.
Sandra, thank you so much for sharing that memory. That's from our Bob Smith Saves the Day department. Thanks for the call, Sandra. We really appreciate it. Our phone number is 263-9994. We're paying respects and honoring Bob Smith today as he leaves the air after 25 years. We have an email from our Ask Talk at WXXI box. This listener, Steve, has written to say he just wants to thank Bob for his classy and civil discourse. He calls Bob a role model, and he says at the end of his email, Steve says, what I especially respect about Bob is that even after hearing him for years, I have no idea what his political beliefs are. He is a true intellectual who could see many sides of the issue. One of the things that Bob prided himself on was fairness, and we really appreciate that comment, Steve, through our email box. We have time, Jean, for one more call.
We have time for another call,
all right,
yes.
Let's take another call. Hi, Phyllis. Thanks for waiting. Did you want to make a comment about Bob?
Absolutely. I'm Phyllis Korn. And I was the director for 20 years of Alternatives for Battered Women and appeared a number of times on Bob's show. And I want to thank him for the even-handed and excellent way he helped me get out the word about domestic violence in this community. So, Bob, I wish you well. I hope you have an excellent retirement.
Thanks so much for the comment, Phyllis. We really appreciate it. Bob, well known for his even-handedness, and we appreciate that comment. We've heard that quite a few times. Bernard's been waiting on the line, too. We'll take this call from Bernard. Go right ahead, Bernard.
Thanks. I want to give my best to Bob. the thing that I enjoyed about the show, and there were many, many things that I enjoyed about it, was the way that Bob was able to build the community via the telephone. Sue in Fairport, Jane in Rochester, Kevin in up in Norriana. It was just really nice to talk to these people. Specifically, I remember one instance where a gentleman called in and he was basically a racist. And over a period of years, I remember the gentleman kept calling in and he remained very, very racist, if you will. But over a period of time, he actually transitioned a little bit. He showed some sympathy, and I actually appreciated that kind of conversation. Otherwise, that guy wouldn't have known him. He wouldn't have been certainly a friend, but I think I learned something. And that was something that Bob was very good at, about getting people to communicate, interact, and so forth. And I'm really going to miss him. I look forward to him calling in. I also appreciate some of the speakers that he had, the history professor or the public health professor. He really helped develop a conversation over topics instead of just having a one-hour show on a topic and then moving on. So it was a very, very nice community, and it existed for a long time. Thanks again, Bob, and I wish you luck. Have a good day.
Well, thanks so much, Bernard. We appreciate hearing from you, and we will be taking more calls throughout the 2 hours of today's program at 263-9994, or you can send an email to asktalk@wxxi.org. But right now, let's hear some more from Bob Smith from the series of interviews that I was able to do with him last month. Bob tells us how he decided on attending Cornell.
There was a program that I was just, I thought to myself, I've got to go there. It was Cornell University and had a program that it offered what was called the 6-year PhD program. It offered a full ride, full scholarship for your bachelor's and a free ride in graduate school that, presuming you could get admitted to the history department or your field of academic choice, you could go all the way through in grad school, and you would get an opportunity, and you would get a fellowship, and zoom all the way through. It was a really nice, sweet ride.
And so what kind of classes did you take in this program?
Well, what I did was took political science and political history. And legal history was my choice, and I spent my days as an undergraduate and then as a graduate student in early American history. My focus was going to be on American legal history in the 18th century, 19th century, and even into the 20th century. I would become a student of American legal political history. And that's what I did. I spent the early 70s and did a free ride.
Now, when you were in college and you were studying early American history and working towards your PhD, what did you think you were going to do with it when you got out? Did you see maybe being a teacher?
Yes. I really thought I was going to be an American history professor. I thought I would contribute a lot of scholarship, and I was sure that that was going to be my life. Didn't turn out that way simply because the demand for American history scholars dried up. There weren't the openings for work in scholarly pursuits.
A lot of people know you as someone who is very knowledgeable about history and politics and quite a lot of things, but I imagine you probably had some fun times in college too, and that were not maybe necessarily academically related. Did you belong to any fraternities, or did you go to any keg parties?
Well, I was known to, I didn't join a fraternity because fraternities were not a big deal at Cornell. Oddly enough, while there were some people who got into the fraternity life, a lot of them ended up interscholastic athletic. I was not going to be a football player. And so that didn't happen. I was actually approached by people who were into football because they thought I was a big fella, that I might be a good candidate I'd be the kind of guy who would be a good linebacker. Well, I did not become a linebacker at Cornell. I might have been fun. What they thought I had a talent for, and what they went after me for, was radio. I ended up at the campus station trying my hand in radio. We had a full-power FM station that was actually licensed as a commercial enterprise.
So what kind of programming did you do? Were you a music DJ?
It was rock radio. Mm-hmm. We modeled ourselves very much on WCMF because we were familiar with CMF, and we were familiar, similar stations. Syracuse had one a lot like it, and we wanted to try to see if we could turn it into something like that. And lo and behold, we made it an economically viable enterprise.
So what music did you play? Or what bands?
Oh, we would play Grateful Dead. Think of what was on back in 1970 through 72.
So what was your name on the air? Were you Dr. Bob?
Occasionally people referred to me that way. But I was Bob. I was always Bob Smith. You know, I never had an air name because that was seen kind of phony. And I did have the one question that came up when I used my actual name on the air. They thought that was a phony name. You know, there is no such thing as a Bob Smith. Come on, you can't be for real. Well, yes, I am. That is my name. That's the name my daddy gave me. So sorry about that. You're just going to have to take it as it really is. There you went. And so occasionally I toyed with making myself BS in the AM, but that didn't quite happen. That was not. I wanted to be a legitimate air personality and wanted to do comments on news and current affairs. Didn't think a jokey name was going to work well, so I didn't do it.
Any other activities that you were involved in besides radio and writing your dissertation?
Radio was my passion, and especially talking about and even reporting news on things that were going on in the passing scene. And I wasn't a stunt puller. I wasn't a joker. No pretense, no characters, no frills. I knew very well that being myself was the only way I could really bring it off.
From your days as a rock jack to a long-time daytime radio talk show host, Bob Smith. Bob, you've been such an enhancement to our community over the years, and we hope and know that you are listening today as we pay tribute to you on 1370 Connection here on WXXI. I'm Elisa Orlando, along with Gene Fisher. Bob Smith, you just heard him talking about his days at Cornell University. He was an expert in American and world history, as we all know, a very intelligent guy and host of this talk show for 25 years. Bob, as you know, is stepping back for health reasons from the program, and we're spending this afternoon in tribute to him, and we're asking you to share your memories. We have lots of people from our local community who have shared their memories and paid tribute to Bob in a recorded fashion, but it's your turn now to call us at 263-9994, 263-WXXI, and share your memories or make comments about your experiences listening to Bob and talking with Bob and getting involved in the conversations that Bob led throughout the years. You can also send us an email at asktalk@wxxi.org.
And as you know from listening to Bob, there were many community leaders that were regular guests on the program, and we're going to be hearing from some of those this afternoon. So let's begin with Mayor Tom Richards.
I have been on the Bob Smith Show in about three or four of my various past jobs. I know I was on, at least at Argini. I know I was on in a couple of community representations I had, and of course, now with the city. But I've always been impressed with his knowledge of a wide variety of subjects, and also with the fact that it was the place you could go to have a civil discourse, and it is often lacking in today's world. So I enjoyed going, even though I had to account for myself on some of those interviews. I enjoyed going because I enjoyed the environment and I enjoyed the interchange with Bob, which was always fascinating. We'll miss you, Bob, but it's been great to have you for 25 years.
Bob Smith is somebody I've known for years, and this is Lieutenant Governor Bob Duffy giving his living testimonial to Bob Smith, one of the great all-time local journalists and newspeople. Bob, like me, is a graduate of Aquinas Institute. I've been on his show through most of my career in the police department and as mayor. Bob is somebody who dealt with issues that was important to people. He is incredibly bright, incredibly prepared, well-read, has a great grasp of the facts and data. And he was just a pleasure to be with. He would take callers in. He gave this community a great forum to express their views and call in. He was respectful. He was open. He was supportive in so many ways. He just is one of those people that I've always had enormous respect and affection for. He's a great person on a personal level. He's a great professional as a journalist. His retirement is a loss. Bob, I want to wish him the very best. A great man, a great journalist, and a great friend, and I wish him the very best in the future.
Hello, this is Malik Evans. Bob Smith is the type of person that you love to have interview you. He does his homework and is very knowledgeable about the topics of discussion. Bob has a unique quality in journalism in that he has a sense of history. He could reach back and bring into a discussion a historical perspective on a contemporary topic. Being on 1370 Connection with Bob stood in sharp contrast to doing an interview where you had to get information out in 45 seconds. With Bob, I knew we could always delve into a topic in detail and give listeners a true picture of a complex topic like education. Bob Smith is a class act, and I wish other journalists would emulate him. I believe that three words describe Bob: prepared, engaging, and knowledgeable. Because of these three qualities, Bob has made 1370 Connection a community asset. 1370 for some has become a priority to listen to. I know I speak for many in the community when I say, Bob, you are in our thoughts and prayers. Bob, I wish you all the best.
And those are just some of the folks who've been calling us over the past few weeks and coming in and sharing their comments about Bob Smith, who we're honoring today. He is stepping down for health reasons, and we wanted to make sure that we let you have the opportunity to share your thoughts as well. You can do that by emailing asktalk@wxxi.org or by calling 263-9994. Lots of folks are waiting to have their say on the air. So let's start with John in Rochester.
Hi, Gene. Hello, Lisa. John Andrews calling.
Hi, John.
I couldn't let this moment pass me by, and I wanted to pay tribute to Bob Smith, whom I've worked with for 18 years at the station. Matter of fact, my first assignment when I walked through the doors at 280 State Street was with working with Bob. And those were the days when Bob was on at an earlier time, 10 to 12, and we had all sorts of fun things going on, and I thought, my goodness, what an expert talk show host, but more importantly, what a great guy to work with. Also, Bob hosted a program called Sound Bites, which was on Saturday, and I was privileged to take over from the late Esther Vail, working with Bob and the crew on Sound Bites on Saturday afternoon. My most fond memory of working with Bob, also on the political nights, was his knowledge of where people in broadcasting happened to be. He worked not only in the Rochester market, but in Buffalo and Syracuse as well. And just like talking about football players or baseball players, we would spot check many of the folks who are in the industry today, and where are they now? So my tribute to Bob, and ironically enough, I was the last one to work with him on the day that he had his health issue, and it was a pleasure working with him over the years, and I know we'll continue our friendship.
Thank you, John. That's just such a lovely memory, and I know that Bob really enjoyed working with you and appreciated the hard work that you did as well for 1370 Connection, so we thank you for the call. Let's go next to Jane in Rochester. Hi, Jane.
Hi. Yes, listening, Bob, on the air has just really changed my life, really. I don't have any place equal to go to hear the sort of wisdom that he had. But he, among a lot of things, to me, he was like a Renaissance man. You name it, he could talk about it. But what I really, really respected was that, in his own words, like he said, he was himself. I didn't feel like he had any hidden agendas. I felt like he was a gifted and evolved listener, listening deeply. And that's one half of being a great communicator, is being able to listen. And it's so rare. There's just not very many places you can go to find that. And I think it challenges people, when they're well heard and not misheard, to think more deeply and challenge themselves to clarify their own ideas. But miss you, Bob. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jane.
Thanks, Jane, for that comment.
Yeah.
And now let's hear from Barb. Hi, Barb. You're on the air.
Hi. I miss Bob a lot. Just really appreciate everything people have been saying, his knowledge of history. I think he must have had a phenomenal memory, too, because he would just come up with the most amazing, cogent comments all the time, you know, when he was interviewing someone. And he would call them on it often if, you know, they were going off and weren't making sense, with something very factual that you'd kind of go, oh, yeah, I remember that, you know. I don't know how he remembered stuff. And I remember one time calling in, the first time I called in, and feeling like I had not been heard early, and letting him know that. And he said, well, I guess she told me. And it was funny because for a while I was like, oh, Bob Smith. But I kept listening. And, man, I just began to really appreciate, you know, his knowledge of stuff. I don't even remember what I was annoyed with that day. But he's just brought so much to the community in being able to communicate. And, Bob, if you're listening now or at any point, you know, whatever you decide to do next is going to be phenomenal. And wishing you well. And don't go away. We need you. Take care.
Thanks, Barb. Thanks for the call.
Yes, and Bob is listening. He's joining us over the radio. So I know that he appreciates hearing from you, Barb, and from everyone. So let's now go to someone who's been a regular guest and such a great contributor to our cultural life. Garth Fagan is on the phone.
Hello, Bob. I hope you're going to be up and ready to come to dance classes soon, in another week or two.
Good for you.
I miss you immeasurably by being a guest in your program. I've been interviewed all over the world by interviewees in every country you can imagine, Hong Kong, New Zealand, wherever. And my Bob Smith asked the most poignant, interesting questions, was detailed in his preparation, understood the scope of the arts, not just dance, but wanted to know about the music, wanted to know about the sculpture, wanted to know about the sculptor, and of course, my dancers. I miss you immeasurably. And when I couldn't listen to you in the daytime, in the evenings when I'm coming home from rehearsal, I could get you. And that was a joy to bring my day up or down. I thank you for all the information, all the detail, and the wonderful use of the English language that you had, and your knowledge of other languages, by the way. But the broad scope that you brought to all your interviews, and especially to mine, do, brother, please get well as soon as you can. Much love from Garth.
Thank you, Garth.
Thank you so much, Garth. And we'll be sure to get Bob to dance class as soon as we can.
As soon as possible.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have another good friend of WXXI on the phone, Edith Lank. Hi, Edith. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi. Well, Bob, yeah, this is Edith Lank. Somebody mentioned my sister Esther Vale a little while ago.
That's right. I know she
thought very highly of you. I just wanted to say, what a pleasure it's been going on the air with you. I've been on other shows all over the country, and sometimes before we went on the air, the host, who had never read my book, would say, so what would you like me to ask you? But when I went on your show, always, every time, You came into the studio always cordial, always smiling, and always with a well-researched, meaty list of questions so that it was easy to get into interesting conversations. I've been missing you. I just dialed that number for the first time in my life, 263-9994. And as I used to mention to you every time, I was pretty sure that 9994 was Beethoven's fifth, and it is.
Wow, I never thought about that.
I didn't either. Thank you, Edith. Thank you so much for the call and the lovely memories. You can also share your memories of Bob Smith on this special tribute show that we are here live with today. The number is 263-9994, 263-WXXI. We're paying tribute to Bob Smith, who's going to be stepping back from the program after 25 years for health reasons, and we are really looking forward to hearing from you. Our mail address or email address is asktalk, A-S-K-T-A-L-K, at WXXI.org. Before we move on to the next segment, I'll read a couple of emails that we have received. Cynthia writes to say that she wanted to mention that Bob's talent and personality reached in to touch her children. Her sons, now 8 and 10, used to hear him as toddlers and young boys as she drove them home from preschool each day. In fact, her kids used to ask for him by name on the radio. And Cynthia writes, one year we stopped by the WXXI open house and we happened to pass Bob talking to someone in the hallway. She says, my then 4-year-old stopped in his tracks in his excitement, and to this day my children ask if he's on when we are in the car. And Cynthia says she's very proud that they have had such a balanced a person in their life, a balanced and intelligent role model for her kids. And Katie also writes in on the Ask Talk email box to say, I don't think a Bob Smith tribute of 2 hours is long enough. Please, can we have a week-long tribute? So thank you very much for those of you who've emailed in.
And let's hear some more from Bob, but first I'll remind you that you can express your memories and your appreciation by calling 263-9994 or by emailing asktalk@wxxi.org. But now let's hear Bob tell us about when he realized that radio was his future.
First of all, it was a conversation I had with my major faculty advisor in which he told me, first of all, that the job market through tenure track professorships was drying up. And so I kind of knew that it wasn't going to happen. And he was right. So I had to find something to do. And at the same time, I heard about that there was an opening from a station in Buffalo that wanted a news anchor.
What station was it in Buffalo that you heard about?
News Radio 930 WBEN.
So what was your job when you first got there?
It was morning anchor, morning drive anchor. I handled three big 15-minute newscasts. We did big news blocks all through the morning hours.
This was a commercial station, right?
It sure was. It was the commercial station. It was a CBS affiliate, and it was the old line big newscast station that had a large news department, big commitments.
Now, were you mostly on air, or did you go out and cover news as well when you got off the air?
Both. I most of the time would do big newscasts, but I had to go out and cover some news, too. Do interviews, cover stories, you know, everything. You did everything there. At WBEN, you did everything and then some.
What kind of news stories did you cover? Did you have a particular beat?
City Hall, mostly, more than anything else, and the county legislature and the county government, but I would cover something of anything that happened with government, politics, you name it, and we covered it.
It sounds like your background and your degree in history and political science really played into your interest in covering the news.
That's exactly what my boss, our news director, had in mind, and that's specifically what he said. You're going to put your work, your background, to work every day. They thought that they were going to be not only needing to have a huge news presence, but there was a station that was very serious about trying to preempt the news image for the whole market. They thought that WNED was going to try to make a preemptive strike and become the news source for the whole Buffalo market. And they were right. And they thought they could preempt it. And so that's exactly what they did. They preempted it.
That's the voice of Bob Smith, the host of this talk show in 1370 Connection for the last 25 years. Bob, as you probably know, has stepped back from the program. He will be leaving the program after those 25 years for health reasons. And we are taking time today to remember his work on this station. He just talked about his experience, Gene, in commercial radio and the move over to public radio and how the news landscape changed related to NPR stations and public radio. And we are very happy, Bob. We know you're listening. We're so happy that you made the move over to public radio when you did. We are taking tributes from the community today, and we appreciate your calls at 263-9994.
We've also heard from a number of Bob's regular guests who came in to share their thoughts and their memories and their appreciation. So let's hear now from our regular media correspondent, Tom Proietti.
For nearly three decades, Bob Smith has made us smarter. He crafted 1370 Connection in his own way, and made it into a program that has become a major piece of the cloth in the crazy quilt that is our community. Bob raised our IQ as individuals and as a group. He made us smarter about our roles as citizens and more concerned about the place we live and the way we spend our time. In his career at WXXI, Bob did well over 12,000 installments of 1370 Connection, just a ballpark figure of mine to give us an idea of the depth of his longevity as part of our lives. Also, Bob loves baseball and baseball parks. Since his voice left the radio, something has been missing in my life. He has a cadence of assurance. He sounds smart because he is smart. Smartest person in the room wherever he is. Always has been. It is a trait he wants to share with all of us. He wants all of us to be as smart as he is. I accepted Bob's offer to become a regular contributor back in the early 1990s, but with a bit of reluctance. Bob knows more about media than anyone I ever met. I feared his knowledge would not only intimidate me, it might overwhelm me. But it did not. I learned from him just as we all learned from him, and that is part of what makes him such a treasure. Together, we did about 250 programs. My life is so much richer for that. So back to Bob's voice. I miss his sound, the intonation and the controlled but ever-present enthusiasm. So I thought I would leave you with that familiar but now extinguished sound of Bob leading us into the land of information and insight. And thank you, Bob Smith.
From WXXI News, it's 1370 Connection. I'm Bob Smith.
Hi, this is Jennifer Leonard, President and CEO of Rochester Area Community Foundation. Bob Smith has been synonymous with public affairs radio for more than two decades in Rochester. He is collegial, deeply inquisitive, and always respectful. That meant people always wanted to work with him. He would arrange with nonprofits to interview their out-of-town speakers even before they came in, even though Bob preferred to have people right there in the studio where he could talk with them, at least two of them, so that we filled the gaps if people didn't call. But luckily, Bob was deeply inquisitive. In fact, encyclopedic in his knowledge of many of the subjects that he interviewed people about. And when he probed, he did so with respect. When he took telephone calls, he did so with respect. Really looking back, those hours were precious, and I'm sorry now that I missed as many as I did for luncheon meetings, because what Bob was saying and helping us focus on was as important to the future of Rochester as any of the work that we may have been getting done over our chicken sandwiches. Thank you, Bob, for all those years.
Hi, this is Jack Arner, and I've talked films here many times on the 1370 Connection with Bob, and I've always enjoyed talking with Bob. He's such a Renaissance guy. You know, he would always be prepared. He would know about the movies of the past and the present and the future. And we always had great discussions. Plus, I love talking to him, or hearing him talk, rather, to other people over the years. It was a great show, and Bob did wonderful work on it. And I can only say, Bob, I really appreciate what you've done, and I wish you the very best.
And we all wish Bob the very best, and you can wish him the best as well by calling 263-9994 or sending your emails to asktalk, one word, A-S-K-T-A-L-K, at WXXI.org.
And we're also taking your emails. As Gene said, we've been reading some of the emails on the air. Here's one from Dr. Al, who says, I listened to Bob when he first started years ago on WXXI when he lived in Rochester. And Dr. Al still listens to him in Naples, Florida, after moving to Naples, Florida, probably on WXXI.org. He says, Bob, you will be greatly missed, something that we know very well, that you'll be greatly missed on this program. In the future, Bob, we appreciate it. Our telephone lines are ringing, so if you call in, we're going to ask you to hold on in the queue because we'd like to get to every single caller and let everybody pay tribute and honor Bob. And I know that Louise has been waiting quite a while. Louise, thanks so much for your patience today. Did you want to share a memory or make a comment? You still with us? Perhaps Louise.
Oh, Eloise.
Oh, hi, Eloise. Forgive me, dear.
Hi.
Go right ahead.
I want to call. And first of all, Bob, I miss you terribly, and I'm wishing you the best. I wanted to call in and agree with the people who say that Bob does his work. I've been working on a project for years and years, and I finally wrote a book, and I sent it to Bob, and he called me in less than a week. He already had the book read, and he asked me to come on his show. I'm working on really having us look at how divorce court abuse is actually domestic abuse, and when I met Bob, I could see his insight and how deep he was in reading, and that his first words to me were, how did I get through all that I did? And I said, to be a voice for those who can't. And right away he said, that's what I figured. How else could you have done it? So I really want to thank Bob for not just hearing, but being able to hear so deeply. And I am rooting for him. I'm sure that with all his knowledge, he's going to find something to do with his life. And thinking of you every day, Bob. Thanks for everything you've done for so many people like me.
Thanks, Eloise, for the memories, and thank you for the call. You can pay tribute to Bob Smith by calling us at 263-9994. We'd love to have you share your memories of being a guest or a participant in one of his many conversations over the last 25 years. Bob really embodied all the things that public radio is all about, deep thought, in-depth, quality programming, civil discussion, and true thoughtfulness. Bob was a thoughtful guy and is a thoughtful guy, and it always showed up in his talk shows. Let's stay with our telephones now. 263-9994 is the number. Jody has also been waiting. Thanks so much for hanging on. Jody, did you want to make a comment?
Yes. This is Jody Siegel from Monroe County School Boards Association.
Hi, Jody.
Hi. And I've had the pleasure of appearing on Bob's program numerous times over the past 17 years. I'm so aware that everyone, when they go about their life's work, wants their work to make a difference and to make the world a better place. And Bob certainly has done that. He's shown all of us how to talk about ideas and issues, and we are distinctly a smarter, better informed community because of him. I hope he has a satisfying retirement, and like so many others, I will deeply miss his voice.
Jody, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Very nicely said. We really appreciate your comments. We're going to stay with the telephones at 263-9994 because we have had many, many people calling in, and we want to make sure we get as many people on the air as we can. Dave is on line one, and let's hear what Dave has to say. Hi, Dave. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Thanks for having me. What I wanted to say was my work, I never got out of the office too much, but whenever my work required me to leave the office, if it was sometime in the early mid-afternoon, it was just the best part of my day that I'd be able to settle in my car and turn on Bob Smith and listen to the engaging conversation that he was always that was always coming out of his show. And you know, one of the comments I wanted to make was, I think, you know, that we've heard a lot today about how prepared he was and how knowledgeable he was and how he contributed to the civil discourse, and all of those things are true. But I found that the real genius of Bob Smith was his ability to never be condescending to not only his guests but also callers who were perhaps off the mark, or were wandering off in a different direction. He always treated people with respect, and he just had this really this real talent to sort of bring everyone down to earth and keep the conversation going. And I, for one, always appreciate it, and I just wanted to wish Bob the best. So thank you very much, Bob.
And thanks for that call. Let's now go to Nick in Rochester.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
I first met Bob when we started Soundbites. I was a little bit apprehensive at first. I knew Bob as the host of 1370 Connection, but, you know, what did this guy know about computers? Well, as I quickly learned, Bob is a polymath. Over the years, I've realized there isn't a topic on Earth he doesn't know something about. One of my most treasured memories of Bob, I really want to share this, is at a party. A bunch of us were gathered around a songbook playing banjo and guitar and singing, and Bob was singing with us. We were outside. It got dark, but nobody wanted to stop. Somebody brought out a bust of Mozart with a lamp sticking out of the top of his head. And for the next hour, Bob cradled that lamp in his arms like a baby while we all sang. I wish I had a picture that was long before cell phones and camera phones and all that stuff. And I wish I had it's in my head, though, and I love it. And I'm honored to still call Bob my friend.
Thanks, Nick. Now we all have that picture in our heads, too. Thanks for sharing that.
Yes, I think we're going to have to commission somebody to maybe paint that or something like that. Thanks very much, Nick. Nick mentioned, it was before cell phones and things like that. But if you are on Twitter and follow at WXXI News, you'll find a couple of pictures of Bob. We just posted one from when he first started at WXXI on Twitter at WXXI News. And he looks just the same as he looks today, maybe a little bit less hair.
He hasn't changed a bit.
Let's go to Jackie. Hi, Jackie. You're on 1370 Connection.
Hi. I just want to reiterate what Barnard and Jane said. They said very well as far as him creating a conversation, and that's in the name 1370 Connection. And obviously what everybody else has been saying as a regular listener, it's an understatement to say that he's exceptional. Just to capture the magnitude and the wealth of his legacy in only one segment of his life, which was a very large and long one, is simply a privilege to not only have him as an outlet, but a friend. And lastly, would like to say that let this inspire us to learn more, listen more, and aspire to emulate him, aim higher, and to tell people in our life when we have them at arm's length sitting next to us how much we love them today. And also last, want to say, if you want to raise money for this station, sell this two-hour recording of this show today because it's priceless.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Jackie, for your memory. We really appreciate it. We are in a pledge drive, so if you would like to make a pledge of support in Bob's name, you can do so right on our website at WXXI.org. It's a great way to show your support. Bob loves public radio and has loved it every minute that he was on the air, so we know that we're all going to miss him, and we know how much you're going to miss him, too. We're going to continue with our tribute to Bob Smith for the next hour, so if you didn't make it on the air yet, don't worry, and don't turn off the radio. We're going to be here until 2 o'clock today, until this afternoon. Our telephone number is 263-9994. We're also taking tributes via email at asktalk@wxxi.org. Here's someone named Jim who wrote in to share his memory. His favorite memory of Bob's show goes back to Professor John McNaughton from MCC. Mm. And Jim writes, as you well remember, Professor McNaughton was a fountain of knowledge and had a great sense of humor. And Jim says that Bob had the knack of bringing out his humor and intelligence, and he will cherish the memories of those shows forever. He says, Bob, you were and are an incredible man, and those of us who were fortunate enough to be listeners are better people for your work. We couldn't agree more, Bob. Thank you so much, Jim, for the tribute to Bob.
And we've been hearing a lot today about how Bob made such a difference in this community and how 1370 Connection, under Bob's leadership, made our community a better place. And now let's hear again from Mayor Tom Richards. Let's kind of seal the deal on the difference that Bob made.
City of Rochester, Office of the Mayor, Proclamation. Whereas, as the host of WXXI's 1370 Connection radio program for more than 25 years, Bob Smith has become a household name in the Rochester community, creating 2 hours of civic engagement and civil discourse every day. Bob discussed topics that range from politics to the economy, from education to the environment, from music and dance to arts and culture. And whereas interviewing countless newsmakers and opinion leaders, including Hillary Rodham Clinton, Rudolph Giuliani, Mario Cuomo, Diane Rehm, Susan Stamberg, Dave Brubeck, and B.B. King, Bob Smith also gathered a large team of regular guests to address a wide variety of topics such as the media, economy, technology, lawn and garden, home repair, money management, antiques, and collectibles. And whereas, when the news broke, Bob created programs that responded to the events of the day and offered listeners a deeper understanding of the issues, he tirelessly produced and hosted his daily talk show with no staff and only the occasional intern because he loved the job. And whereas Bob regularly represented WXXI by participating in local civic events and moderating panel discussions, Bob Smith's incredible wealth of knowledge and curiosity of many varied topics made him an engaging talk show host, furthering the community's understanding of important issues. His voice on the air will be missed by his colleagues at WXXI, as well as by his many listeners and fans across the greater Rochester area. Now, therefore, I, Thomas S. Richards, Mayor of the City of Rochester, New York, do hereby proclaim Thursday, October 17, 2013, to be Bob Smith Day.
What a wonderful tribute to a wonderful man and a wonderful host of 1370 Connection, Bob Smith, stepping down for health reasons. We are paying tribute to Bob today, and you have the opportunity to do so as well by calling 263-9994 or by emailing asktalk@wxxi.org. A reminder that this is WXXI AM Rochester, WXXI FM HD2 Rochester, and you can also go public online at WXXI.org. If you are on Twitter, you can take a look at WXXI News and see a picture of the proclamation that was just read by the mayor. We've been hearing from Bob today in a series of interviews that he and I had last month. So let's hear some more from Bob as he talks about what kind of news stories he covered when he worked at WBEN.
Buffalo, in the early days of the 1990s, Buffalo was a community which not only had a lot of tensions and a lot of economic problems, a lot of social problems that it was trying to come to terms with. Buffalo also was trying to pull things together again. Between the politics of the region, the battles, the politics of the Democratic and Republican political leaderships of the Buffalo region, then at the same time, there was an urban versus suburban split.
Buffalo is a big sports town. Was there much sports coverage on your station?
We had the Bills. We were the station that put out the Bills play-by-play. And, of course, if you know about Buffalo, then you know that if you had the Bills, you had sports. And we had the Bills. And NFL ruled. We figured we were in the catbird seat.
Did you ever get to go and sit in the press box or do any coverage like that?
Yeah, sure did. And was happy to help out a little bit on the coverage, but we had full-time sports staff on WBEN, of course.
When you were at the games, do you have any vivid memories of great moments in Bills sports history?
Yeah, the clinching of the division title in 1978, really to the early 80s. I remember being there again and again when they would nail down the AFC dominance. Oh, yeah, and going to the Super Bowl.
Who was your favorite quarterback?
Well, that was back in the days when Jim Kelly was the dominant sports personality everywhere. And Jim Kelly, by the way, is a really nice guy and a very likable person who we all got to know Jim very well. And he is very much the same guy you think what you saw was what you got with Jim. And boy, that was fun.
Oh, I'll bet. I'm jealous listening to you.
Yeah, the Bills made us want to shout. that was the that was their tagline of their the Bills make me want to shout. That was something that WBEN started out.
The job that you had when you were at WXXI was a lot of interviewing, a lot of bringing listener questions into it. Did you do any of that at WBEN?
I never got to do that. They were thinking about it. They were thinking about bringing that kind of thing to WBEN radio. They didn't go to talk radio. They were very much a general service MOR adult contemporary station back in those days. Now, after 1980, BN was thinking about doing some talk radio back then because they were flirting with adding Limbaugh to their schedule, and they wanted to have a local presence on talk as well.
What was it that precipitated the move to Rochester? I know you're a hometown boy, so were you looking to move back closer to home?
Well, my dad originally needed me to help out with the family business, and he wanted to see if I'd be interested to come back to Rochester to help him out. And so I did, because I had fallen out of love with commercial radio. I couldn't see myself as being on the same station with Rush Limbaugh anyway. I guess I can say that, can't I?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't see myself being on the same station with Rush Limbaugh or anybody like him.
What do you think was happening in commercial radio that generated the rise of people like Rush Limbaugh?
A lot of stations wanted to have an adult radio-oriented format that would be personality-driven and that kind of Rush Limbaugh-ish personality would be sort of a way to sort of get their foot in the door of talk as an adult format. They thought that would be the best way to go, and actually, it did work very well for a lot of stations for quite a bit, but at the same time, it has a tendency to wear out. And you need something that will be highly energetic, that will be attractive, but at the same time, will bring in people and sort of reach out to be a welcoming format for listeners and won't be a turnout.
Did you see that as a possibility with WXXI?
That's what I thought sure was going to happen, and I think it worked extremely well. I thought it was an approach to bring people in, to sort of engage people, get them involved, become a place that people can tune in and take part. And in a way that wouldn't just get people mad, and you know, you needed a welcoming presence, and I think that's one thing was XXI strength that I was trying to bring it out in a way that Limbaugh or anybody like him couldn't do.
We're going to be hearing more from Bob Smith a little bit later in the hour, and we do thank everyone for your patience. We're going to try to get to all of our callers who are paying tribute by calling 263-9994 or emailing asktalk@wxxi.org. But right now, let's hear from some more folks who've been regulars on the program. Here's someone who almost needs no introduction, but I will tell you it's Diane Rehm.
Bob Smith, first of all, I want to thank you for serving the public radio community for more than 25 years on your wonderful program, The 1370 Connection. I also want to wish you a quick recovery and all the best for the future. I've enjoyed meeting you, being on your program. I'm so sorry to hear of your illness. I wish you all the best.
Hi, Bob. This is Kathy Bromley, Professor Emeritus for Monroe Community College. What an honor it has been to be a regular guest on your 1370 Connection show for the past 12 years. Whether we were discussing current economic conditions and trends, from the latest numbers on inflation and unemployment to the Great Recession, it was always stimulating and enlightening for me and our listeners. Your immense knowledge of history, politics, and economics constantly amazed me. Bob, you always did your homework as the host, as shown by your insightful questions to me. I appreciated that as we discussed the pulse of the economy. But most of all, your personality and demeanor made it easy for me to overcome my early reticence to appear on a call-in talk show. And so I looked forward to coming into the studio and enjoyed our interaction, which made the show more appealing. And you certainly knew how to draw our listeners into the conversation. Not an easy task when discussing economics. In conclusion, you will be missed by our listeners, especially by me, since I will not be able to discuss current economic conditions with you on the show, but especially our conversations and discussions after the show. Best wishes, Bob.
Hi, this is Joe Marques. Bob Smith did me the honor of allowing me to be his guest on the 1370 Connection for more than 20 years. Bob's commitment to providing relevant, unbiased information to his radio audience greatly impressed me, and I enjoyed being part of that educational effort for these many years. Not only did I enjoy being a guest once a month, but I also was a faithful listener and learned a great deal from the many impressive guests Bob welcomed to his show. What amazed me was how knowledgeable Bob was about just about any topic. As someone who knows a great deal about just one thin slice of human knowledge, I've always been in awe of Bob's ability to know a great deal about many, many slices of human knowledge. Because he possesses such a vast store of knowledge, Bob has always been able to ask insightful questions, which helped me, and I'm sure his other guests, to focus in on the most important topics of the day. Bob, I'm going to miss your insightful questions, both as a guest and a faithful listener. But know this, you have helped a huge number of people to become better educated citizens, and this has been immensely beneficial to our community. Good luck. I wish you well.
Joe Marques, Kathy Bromley, and Diane Rehm, of course, of the Diane Rehm Show, all paying tribute to Bob Smith, as we are doing today on this very special edition of 1370 Connection. Bob, we hope and know that you are listening today. As many of you know, Bob Smith has been the host of this program for the last 25 years. He is going to be stepping away from the program now for health reasons, and Bob talked a little earlier in his interview segment about WXXI being a welcoming presence. But we know that you are a big reason that people feel welcome here at WXXI. So we are asking the community now to call in and share your memories about Bob's, about Bob, about your experience, about being on this program as a guest or as a talk show participant. Our phone number is 263-9994, 263-WXXI. You heard Bob say it many times over the years. You can also send us an email at asktalk@wxxi.org. And we have DeShera on the line. DeShera, thanks for waiting, and we're going to ask all of our callers to be patient because lots of you are calling in to share memories. Thanks, DeShera. Did you want to have a comment?
Yes, it's DeAshra. Yes, and I wanted to say that Bob Smith kept Rochester from falling off the face of the earth. Back. Honestly, he did. And as a black person, I can say that because I tuned into him and I really miss him lately. Matter of fact, I don't even turn in that time anymore. but he was very insightful, and I love when he used to bring in Jim Blount. Anyway, but he had a plethora of interesting subject matters that he covered, and he was so fair and non-judgmental. Then he would turn on and ask the most elementary question. I thought, he didn't know that. And what it was is the very question he asked, he would open up so much insight into the bigger picture of what the person was trying to project on the show or whatever. So So I think that he is really been an honor to have him in the city. And I hope he stays strong. And Bob, remember, we got you. We got you in our prayers. And thank you so very much.
Thank you for calling. Thanks, Dayashara, for sharing that memory. Let's go now to Jack, who's listening, I believe, in Henrietta. Hi, Jack. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to say that I've been listening to Bob for about 20 years. And I often thought, man, he knows so much about Western New York politics, he'd be a perfect mayor. Now, I happen to know that recently what's going on is, it's a great publicity stunt, he's gone underground. in a few days, and now you know about this, an announcement is coming. He's a last-minute write-in for mayor. Come January 2014, Mayor Bob Smith. So I just wanted to share that. This is coming out in a few days. Viva Smith. So that's my tribute.
Thank you very much, Jack. I'm sure Bob would appreciate that, and I'm sure he'd have a comment if you were here in the studio with us. But Bob, you heard it. You heard it here first, Bob. Let's go now to Jerry Ludwig. Jerry, of course, we know you from many years being on this program, and thanks for calling today.
Well, thank you, and I'd like to send a big hello to Robert. You know, after the first 15 or 20 years on the connection, I felt I could call Bob Robert instead of Bob. And he never cringed once. The only time I was late for the show was when I had driven in from Naples and got caught in the can of worms reconstruction. So that was a while ago, needless to say. One of his favorite lines, "Now, Jerry, what about paint? Always led us down one path, while his loyal listeners would often lead us down another. Always interesting, always fun, and always different." The credit goes to Bob for keeping it that way. I've got great many memories of the show, and to briefly sum up, as Bob always said, it's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, Jerry.
Thanks
Jerry. So much for the call.
And thank you for all of your participation with 1370 Connection. Our regular guests have made the show really, really special over the years with Bob. Let's go now to Lance. Hi, Lance. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Lance. I'm a 50-year-old white guy living in the city. And you couldn't find a person who is less of a sports fan than I am. However, you know, when Bob would be talking baseball with one of his learned guests, it just became fascinating. I was just so intrigued. And that happened with antiques and lawn and garden and with, you know, how to fix up your house, all of those things. The meaty issues of politics of the day as well as the more mundane. But that's not why I'm calling. The reason I'm calling is that everybody so far today has talked about the show and Bob and his guests in the past tense. And I just want to posit that his information, his knowledge, his personality, the guests he's had, the issues he's tackled, actually project into the future. Guys like me pay attention to what was going on that show. And I have tried to communicate that to other people that I know, either overtly or subliminally. I've done it with my children. And I just wanted to be known and to be recognized that it's not so much about the past. I think the importance of 1370 Connection, held together by Bob Smith for 25 years, is more about the future. It's what we all take away from that program and live in our own lives every day and project out to the people and the family that we all enjoy interacting with. So that's the legacy. It's not so much the past. It's all in the future. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you so much, Lance.
Yeah, Lance, that's a lovely, lovely thought, and I think that you're absolutely right. You know, we those of us that worked with Bob day in and day out for the last 25 years, I won't say that we took him for granted, but we always knew what we were going to get in that present moment, and I think it's lovely that Lance brought up the fact that the Bob's knowledge, his curiosity, his decency, his politeness is something that he certainly is still very much that way, and he's leaving it in this sense of civil discourse for future generations. That's certainly the feeling from Elizabeth, who wrote in via our email box today at asktalk@wxxi.org. She says that she recently retired from a career as a home tutor with the Rochester City School District. And Elizabeth writes, "I spent my lunch hour sitting in my car eating my sandwich on a side street or a parking lot, just catching a few minutes of Bob's wonderful program before going off to meet her next students in their home." She says, "I appreciated this brief interlude of bright and insightful conversation breaking into my day. of quadratic equations and periodic tables. What impressed Elizabeth was Bob's innate sense of decency and fairness, his broad knowledge, and his engaging style. He made me forget the zero temperature outside my window. I will miss him. It's true. Bob is a warm guy, and Bob Bo, we appreciate your warmth. And as Lance said, we appreciate you taking your warmth right into the future. Let's stay with the telephones now. You can share a memory about Bob or make a comment about his program over the years, 1370 Connection, by calling us at 263-9994, 263-WXXI. And let's go to Carvin on line four. Hi, Carvin. Thanks for calling today.
Hello. It's my pleasure to call. And I just want to thank you so much for doing this show. I had wondered what had happened to Bob. And I'm glad to hear that he is in good recovery and doing well. And I hope he takes up Garth on his recommendation to come and take some dance classes. But I just want to say, as a Rochester resident and a filmmaker, I've had the pleasure and the opportunity of being interviewed by Bob. And he was wonderful, as many have said, always prepared, always articulate, and always interesting. But if it was just that about me, that really wouldn't be enough. What I really appreciate from Bob Smith is that he brought a level of civility and a level of sophistication that talk radio in America does not usually have. The majority of people, and even in this market, seem to be determined to create controversy, to royal people up and to separate people and profit from that. Bob did no such thing ever that I listened to. He was civil. He engendered the most sophisticated and detailed analysis and response, and always showed respect to his guests. He interviewed me on four or five occasions, and as you know, at least in my films, tend to be very controversial and sometimes difficult to deal with, especially my film on lynching. But Bob digested that material and created an engaging hour on that material and fielded calls that were not necessarily supportive of that material. So he will be sorely missed in this landscape. And I hope that WXXI searches from here to eternity to find someone who is at least worthy of occupying that position. And I hope that finally that Bob does well in his retirement, and he will sorely be missed. And Bob, I truly thank all the great work that you've done, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you so much, Carvin. And I want to assure you and everyone that we are searching for Bob's successor, because he can never be replaced, and we are searching diligently. I did have the opportunity to speak with Bob a few times in the past month and record those conversations. So let's hear from Bob again as he talks about his earliest 1370 Connection programs.
The major office holders, like we did the mayor, members of the congressional delegation, the state legislature, we did the county executive, and they would not be in mostly a set hour, set day, but they would often make themselves available on a regular basis.
So who was the first Rochester mayor that you interviewed?
It would have been Tom Ryan when he was mayor. And he made a memorable appearance on the program when he made a disparaging remark about a man who was running against him in a primary. He said, "Oh, not this BS, bleep bleep." When the guy called in, this is a live show, remember? And I'll never forget that. That was one of the interesting aspects of a live show, that sometimes they could be spontaneous and unexpected and unrehearsed. And that was sure unexpected.
Did you have a delay system or a beep system?
Yes, we did. We did have a delay system, a 10-second delay, right from the beginning. I had a very good board operator, and he was very quick on the reaction of the switch, invoking and managing bleeping that off.
Can you think of some of the other times when you've had to use that delay, or did it not get used very often?
It very rarely got used at all. All the time that we've ever done the show.
You got to interview a lot of famous theatrical and film people. Who do you think was your favorite?
I think in a way, one of the most thought-provoking conversations I had to be the writer Philip Roth. You know, the guy who did Portnoy's Complaint and some of the other novels that were among the most talked about. And he made a really striking claim that he was absolutely convinced that the American public had never been challenged by fiction writers that really required a lot of thought and a lot of time spent to be read. And he said basically that they all were skimmable.
I remember a wonderful interview that you did recently with the actress Mimi Kennedy.
Oh, she was great. She's a delight. She, of course, is a Rochester native and also perhaps best remembered for her appearances on television. And I think she is one of Rochester's treasures. And people found her just delightful.
I remember you also did, in connection with some of the film festivals, you interviewed several very big-name people, and I remember a particularly charming interview that you did with Isabella Rossellini.
Oh, she was great. She is amazing. And, of course, she has a long backstory that goes back not only to her parentage, but to her work on film and on television. And she shared a lot of her backstory and her mother, Ingrid Bergman, and her father, Roberto Rossellini, the director and screenwriter, and wove all of that into the life of her work. It was a beautiful recounting.
Early on when I was at WXXI, there was I can't remember if it was just one show or a series of shows, but it was with Dr. Timothy Quill. And I know you've done follow-ups with him on end-of-life issues.
Yeah, right, because that one was a very thought-provoking one that really centered around how one chooses to end one's life. And he thought everybody should have the right to essentially write the last pages of their own story. And he offered people a way to do that. And it was a very thought-provoking thing because people thought to themselves after hearing it, what would I choose if I got into a situation that was unendurable? Would I choose to end my life story at that point? Would I choose to end the suffering? I've never had that situation. I've never had a situation that presented itself that way, and I've never known anybody to find himself in that particular pass. I hope I never have to even think about that.
And we all hope the same too, Bob.
Yeah.
One of the things you were very good at was turning on a dime if news was breaking. And I think probably the biggest series of programs were right after September 11th, 2001.
Oh, boy. That was a difficult day. I think we will all say, those of us who have deep memories of that day, that we were fighting through our tears when we saw what had happened and how it unfolded that particular day. it was terrible, difficult. But we reached out with people who had some expertise in how to cope with a situation of that kind of loss. And at the same time, we looked for people who understood the perpetrators of that particular age at that time and that particular circumstance, and who could shed some kind of light and what would drive somebody to fly a jetliner into a skyscraper just to make that kind of statement.
Well, I think also in the months that followed that and years that followed that, you made a tremendous effort to bring together people to talk about ways to come together.
Yeah, because that was what we really had to do.
Do you think that it helped listeners and the community in general to understand that it was a small minority? They weren't speaking for the entire Muslim world.
Oh, I think it did. I think it helped them understand that that was not reflective even of a tiny fragment of any group anywhere, much less anybody within a major faith community.
In looking back over the years, is there a particular show or shows that stand out for you as the crowning achievement of your career?
That's hard to say. I'd like to think that the best achievement that I did was creating an atmosphere through which people just let their hair down and shared their own feelings and their own thoughts and their own ideas and felt uninhibited by joining the conversation. And they did. Let it all hang out. And I think that was one thing I was really happy to do, to encourage people to share what they had in their minds and let it rip. And they did.
And we're inviting you to share what's on your mind today, your memories of Bob Smith, at 263-9994 or at asktalk@wxxi.org. We'll be hearing from listeners in just a couple of minutes, but some of his regular guests have been coming to the studio to record their greetings and their remembrances of Bob. So let's hear now from George Conboy.
Bob Smith was really the best prepared interview I've ever worked with. I don't know if Bob did a lot of prep work for each interview, and I suspect he must have. But he was not only 100% in-depth on our topics, he never failed to ask questions or make comments that I hadn't anticipated. And he often had me running to catch up on topics that I felt I'm an expert in. There was one time a few years ago, I recall, Bob and I were about mid-session live. And, of course, 1370 Connection is a call-in show. And my mother called. She was using a pseudonym. She was asking some crazy, friendly softball of a question. And, of course, I recognized her voice. Bob was making kind of a face because her question, whatever it was so crazy. And I just wrote on a card, "My mother," and held it up for him. We both simultaneously hit the cough button and had a good chuckle over that, but we didn't let it get in the way of the show. He was a great guy to work with, and I'm going to miss him.
I had the pleasure of working with Bob on the College of Collectible Knowledge, and I'm Jack Wanderman, and I think we've done the program for 11 years. It was always, I always look forward to coming in and being with Bob and taking part in the show. I always admired his ability to very deeply question and probe issues, and when we talked about things, to find out what the source information was. And I always respected that in somebody that can do that. We really had a large listening audience, and I think people generally benefited from not only our knowledge, but Bob's knowledge as well. He was very adept in talking about coins, antique cars, sports memorabilia. It really were the golden years at WXXI. Thank you.
Bob Smith, what can we say? We've spent many, many years. This is Yvonne Jordan from the College of Collectible Knowledge. Many years, more than we can count almost. And before us, Bob hosted the program with Ed Cornwall. So he's actually done it many more times than we have. We miss him greatly. We were always impressed by how he handled the board, juggled our moments of silence while Jack and I looked at each other and shrugged. Bob was busy filling our knowledge with his knowledge, and it was an extensive knowledge and still is an extensive knowledge. We're looking forward to our longstanding sushi date that we haven't quite managed to put together yet. Bob, if you're listening to this, we miss you, we love you, and we hope you're doing well.
And we know that Bob Smith is listening today to this very special edition of 1370 Connection in his honor here on WXXI. I'm Elisa Orlando. Gene Fisher is with me. And you've been hearing Bob's voice over these last couple hours, too, because Gene conducted a series of interviews and conversations with Bob. We're going to be sharing more of those in just a few minutes. You've also heard from some of Bob's guests and participants over the years, his 25 years of hosting 1370 Connection. Bob's retiring for health reasons after a stroke this past April, but you can remember him right now and speak directly to him. He's not on the air with us today, but we know he's listening, so please feel free to give us a call at 263-9994, 263-WXXI, the phone number you heard Bob giving out for years and years, and share your tribute and your memories of Bob Smith. Many of you have called in today, and I know you've been waiting a long time, so thank you so much for your patience if you're waiting in the queue. Keith, you've been hanging on there for many minutes. Thanks very much for waiting.
Well, I would like to say that I'm probably one of Robert's original groupies. I never told him that, but throughout the day, I would always tell people, did you listen to WXXI, blah, blah, blah. I was an original caller because at one time I complained to him. I was on hold, and back then you paid 25 cents a minute for your trunk-mounted cell phone. but throughout Bob's shows that he's always had, he's had some really good shows, and through his own admission, I'll bet you he'll admit that he didn't have some really good shows. But he always told you information. He told you things you should know, and he never once told you how you should think, which I think, in my opinion, is what a talk show host should do. Should be the moderator between the guests and the call-in people. And he did that with expertise. And he will be missed.
Thanks very much, Keith. Thanks for the call. Not the first time we've heard that today, that Bob was fair, that he didn't tell people what to think. We appreciate that sentiment. We have a Twitter account at WXXI News. We have someone who tweeted. This came to us through our email box. Michael wrote in to say that Bob Smith was the best at Issues Radio. He says, I had the privilege to have a 10-minute interview with him as a Republican candidate. Felt that he was really great at Issues Radio. And you can share your memories, too, at this phone number, 263-9994, 263-WXXI. We'll go now to line one. Tim's been waiting. Thanks so much for your patience. Tim, are you there with us? Oh, I'm sorry. That's Tej. Forgive me. Tej, you've been waiting for a bit, too, and Tej is one of Bob's colleagues on the TV side.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Bob. I know that you're listening, and I'm just calling in to wish you well in your recovery and to just say that I agree with most of Bob's listeners that he's always well informed about his topics, and Bob has always impressed me by being able to talk about anything from Jay-Z and P. Diddy to world politics and global affairs, and so he's just always been a wealth of knowledge. And I just wanted to wish him well and let him know that he is missed, and it's been a pleasure working with him.
Thanks so much, Tej, and thanks for taking time to call and share your memories and your appreciation. Let's go now to Kelly. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hi. I've just been listening on my drive from Webster to Brockport, and I thought I was going to break into tears when Tom Proietti played Bob's voice signing off.
Mm-hmm.
I miss him so much. I only discovered your station about a year ago, but I always made sure that I had to be in my car going somewhere between 12 and 2 so I could listen to Bob. And he made any topic interesting for me, even baseball. I couldn't believe one day I was listening to this show on baseball, and I was actually interested in it. And he taught me that differences of opinion are just that, and they're just interesting, and they're not the end of the world, and that we should all respect each other. He was just wonderful and so well-read and well-rounded. I really enjoyed him.
Thanks, Kelly. And I have to tell you that I recorded Tom Prietti doing his tribute, and Tom and I both cried at the end of it when we played the Bob Smith intro to the show. So thank you for sharing that with us as well. Let's go now to Paul. Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling in.
Yes. Bob made me famous as Paul from Brighton, dating back to sound bites and continuing right on to 1370 Connections. You know, Bob was so widely read for his own education that when an author came to town to sit on that same table with Bob, Bob had the background from reading for pleasure books on the same topic by other authors. And so he could sit down and discuss not just what this book said, but how that related to other books in the field. I think it would not be out of place for the Rochester School Board to name him one of the area's major educators.
Oh, what a lovely thought.
What a great idea, yeah.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for the call and the memory. And we appreciate everyone who is calling in today. And if you're in line on the phone lines, please hold on. We appreciate your patience. Our number is 263-9994. 263-WXXI. As we pay tribute today to Bob Smith, the host of this program, 1370 Connection, for 25 years. Bob is retiring for health reasons, and we're spending a couple of hours today to remember how much he brought to the local news scene, the local education scene, the arts and cultural life of our community, and how he has improved talk radio in our community. It's a very important job that he's had over these years, and these are going to be very big shoes to fill. Again, the number is 263-9994. You can also send us an email at asktalk@wxxi.org, A-S-K-T-A-L-K at wxxi.org. Audrey just sent us an email. She says, I never realized how much I love the program with Bob till he was off the air. I've learned a lesson to appreciate things more because of this. Thanks for the years of educating and entertaining me, and good luck to you, Mr. Smith. You are missed. That is absolutely true.
And we're going to hear a little bit more from Bob. As you know, I was able to conduct a series of conversations. He allowed me to record a series of conversations with him as he was recovering. And so let's hear from Bob now. He's going to share what happened to him on April 12th.
What happened was I had a cerebral hemorrhage, physically the right side of my brain that controls some of my motor movements, my legs, my arms, my hands, and it can get kind of painful at times, and sometimes it can be limiting. I don't walk well, and I don't move my arms and hands terribly well on the left side of my body. And fortunately, I can still speak well. I can hear, and I can still hear very well. I'm sentient. And I can think well, I hope. I hope that's coming across. And yet, there are times when I may be a little bit hesitant in my speech, and there will be times when I hunt for the words that are appropriate. And there will be times when I will be feeling pain, twinges of pain in my legs or my arms, and those will even interrupt me for a moment here and there. But I fight that, and I try to get past that as much as I can.
And you're doing physical therapy and pain management therapy, right?
I am doing physical therapy and pain management. And fortunately, medicine has helped me quite a bit in that regard. And I hope I'm doing well.
Well, I think that we can all say that just on the basis of these conversations we've been sharing, that your wonderful mind is still there. And we're so glad that you're sharing it with us. What are you thinking about for the future beyond the pain?
That is a lot. That is a lot going to be conditioned on first, how do I conquer the pain that does get in the way? How much it inhibits me in movement now, and perhaps every once in a while, as I sit down and talk with people, there will be times when it will get a little bit challenging. But fortunately, the pain hasn't interrupted our conversation right now.
So are you looking at things, maybe doing some writing or blogging?
Writing, blogging, and I hope to post some thoughts and launch some conversations and perhaps launch community dialogues with people who choose to engage me in the future, and I hope they'll share their thoughts with me and allow me to share their thoughts as well. And who knows? Who knows what I'll do? Would I like to contribute to the community? You bet. I'd like to make a contribution for the betterment of Rochester and Western New York. I've always thought of myself that my work for public broadcasting at WXXI was doing something of that kind.
You spent 25-plus years talking to people and getting them to talk to you, and what would you like to tell your audience?
What I'd like to see them do is, first of all, find in their minds what kinds of improvements they would like to see in our public life, in our issues, what would really move this community as far as we possibly can. I'd like to see new ideas to regenerate the economy of the Rochester region, create jobs, create businesses, create ideas, and perhaps as well create some new institutions that would move the community as along and maybe bring us to a new renaissance in economic activity and business activity. I think this community has within itself so many possibilities, and I'd love to see us search within ourselves and move that forward. I really think we can do it.
And would you like to say thank you to anybody or anything like that?
I want to say thank you to everybody, to the tens of thousands of people who listened to me and took part in the conversation we had on the air. I'd like to thank you all, and I hope that it contributed to the community's betterment, and I hope it will keep it going on.
Thanks. What a great sentiment for the future from Bob Smith, and I was really privileged to be able to speak to him as he was making his recovery, and I hope you've enjoyed hearing from him as well. We'll be taking more of your calls at 263-9994, but first let's hear from a few more community members whose lives were touched by Bob, and we'll begin with Louise Slaughter.
Bob was a thoroughgoing professional, also a great gentleman, and I was always so intrigued by his depth of knowledge. Some of the best times that I have ever had as a member of Congress or elected official has been when I had the chance to sit down and talk with Bob Smith. I could tell from his audience how much they appreciated him and what he was doing, and I add myself to one of his biggest fans.
Hi, I'm Bob Lonsbury from Wham 1180. For almost 20 years, Bob Smith and I competed over the lunch hour. That means that for 20 years, I never got to call in the College of Collectible Knowledge. And it means for 20 years, to catch Mr. Smith, I had to listen to the repeat at night, something I often did, and something which I never failed to appreciate. Because while I suspect that Bob Smith and I pretty much canceled each other out every election day, I never failed to be in awe of either his native enthusiasm, his vast knowledge, or his absolutely boundless love for Rochester and this region. Bob Smith is a gem. Bob Smith, over a long career, made a contribution to his station and our community that I think is second to none, at least in my experience. I have heard him many times draw information out of people that they didn't want to give. I have heard him on many occasions express far better than his guests could the sentiment they were trying to communicate. But first, last, and always, what I heard in Bob Smith was a friend, someone who people could turn to every day on the radio and feel the familiarity and the fondness that is a function of true friendship. Well, as Bob Smith enters his retirement. I hope he knows he does so with the gratitude and love of all in this community, and that includes me. Again, I don't believe I ever got to hear his show live, and I never had the opportunity to call in. For me, he was always the evening man on the radio. And for me, in many ways, for the last generation, Bob Smith has been the voice of Rochester. Sir, God bless you in your retirement, and thank you for many, many wonderful years of service.
I've known Bob from two different perspectives. Obviously, when I was in broadcasting and beyond, he was highly regarded as one of local radio's finest producers, best hosts. But as one of the opinion leaders that Bob has interviewed, I'll say grilled, over the years, I've always had an amazing respect for his commitment to civil engagement and civil discourse. Bob was very, very knowledgeable. He was a subject matter expert. And so when you talked to him, you always felt that he was very, very informed about about the subject that you were addressing, and it was always a very interesting exchange. Very smart, very talented, and certainly has contributed to WXXI's reputation for excellence in the community. So we wish him well. It's hard to replace someone like Bob Smith when they move on, but I know he's been a role model to a lot of younger broadcasters. He's raised the bar for those that follow, and that's a good thing.
And that was our county executive, Maggie Brooks. And we just received an envelope from the county executive's office. The title of it, Proclamation, Bob Smith has served our community as a radio show host and producer for more than 25 years. I'll just read little bits of it. He joined WXXI in March of 1988. His work has been honored with several awards, including a New York State Associated Press Broadcasters Association Award. He helped launch public school reform in the city of Rochester. Therefore, I'm Maggie Brooks, Monroe County Executive, do hereby proclaim Thursday, October 17th, 2013, to be Bob Smith Day in Monroe County and encourage all residents to celebrate Bob's invaluable dedication to our community and wish him all the best as he continues to recover. A proclamation from our County Executive, Maggie Brooks.
It's Bob Smith Day here in Rochester. We are very proud and pleased to honor Bob Smith. We know Bob's listening today, and for the next 8 minutes or so, you have a chance to honor Bob yourself by calling us at 263-9994. We've been listening to his voice for these past couple of hours. Gene Fisher, who's on the air with me today, conducted a series of interviews with Bob not that long ago where he recounted his career in broadcasting and his career here at WXXI. We appreciate hearing his voice, and now I know that he'd love to hear your voice. So call us at 263-9994. Share your memories of being a guest on Bob's show or a participant in the conversation. Let's go to the telephones now. I know that many of you have called in today and have been waiting, so I'm hoping that you are still there on line four, Tom. Thanks so much for holding on today.
First off, I've been listening forever, okay, and I'm really an old man. And Bob Smith is an incredible, I mean, just like awesome. Also, my other comment could be real quick. I think you're doing a bang up job of filling his shoes, and they're big shoes to fill.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much for those sentiments. That's lovely to hear from you, and we certainly appreciate the call. Let's stay with our telephones line now at 263-9994. Go right ahead, Steve. Thanks for waiting.
Hi, this is Steve from Victor, an infrequent visitor on the air with Bob. Long-time listener to all kinds of talk show shows. Before Bob, there was Eddie Hasbrook, and a long time ago, it was Long John Neville, but only those old people will remember that. There are two things I want to say about Bob that I think were particularly great. One of them is his concept, his experience in Buffalo and Rochester, so he gives you a sense of the region as well as the city. And, of course, he expands the city of Rochester into the counties around and has always paid attention to what's going on everywhere, which was a great thing to do, that metro concept. The other was the background and education, both here and in Canada. He gave us a Canadian point of view as well, often referred to it, that was a tremendous advantage to people understanding where we are and how things work. The final thing I want to say is there are catchwords that will be with me forever, and one of them is follow the money.
Yep.
Bob, just have a great retirement, and I hope that you call in from time to time to 1370. I'll be listening for you.
Thank you so much for your thoughts, Steve. We truly appreciate your memories and your comments. There's still time for you to make a comment if you'd like to call in at 263-9994. You're listening to a special edition of 1370 Connection. We are honoring Bob Smith today. He's retiring for health reasons from this program after 25 years. And so many of you have called in today or sent emails. We got an email in our email box, asktalk@wxxi.org, from Ron. Ron says, I remember an interview you did with a historian. You brought up ideas about Eisenhower, and I could hear over the radio that a light bulb went off for the historian. So thanks for your intelligent conversation. And I would also like to say that if you'd like to see some of the proclamations that have been made by Mayor Richards or by the County Executive Maggie Brooks, they are on our Twitter account. We have pictures on our Twitter account at WXXI News, and you can just follow us there, and you can take a look at the photos of Bob. We've got some photos of Bob from his early days in radio and some more current photos as well. And we got from our Twitter account and from our email box, a very short but heartfelt comment. Thank you, Bob. Gracious, knowledgeable, and a gentleman. Missed.
And to those words, I would add brilliant, dedicated to excellence, a gentleman and a friend, fearless. And I think that fearlessness is what's going to take Bob through his recovery.
Right. Many of us think of Bob, of course, as a talk show host. But, of course, a lot of us remember his spot-on political analysis on election night. Bob and I co-hosted election night broadcasts on television quite often. I remember one of the most fun nights of my life was when Bob interviewed Billy Collins, who was at the time the Poet Laureate of the United States, at the Dryden Theater. And it was a fantastic evening. Bob made the evening so much fun, and he and Billy Collins were fantastic. And Bob had a great ability to draw out even the most reticent of guests. We appreciate everything that you have brought to the talk show airwaves over the years, and we've heard many people from our community talking about that during this program. Let's take another call now. Let's go to line one. George, you've been waiting. Georgiana, thank you so much, Georgiana, for waiting.
Thank you for taking my call. I'd just like to say I concur with the comments of the previous callers, but I'd just like to add, Bob, because I know you're listening, you are irreplaceable. Thank you so much for the time you spent with all of us. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Georgiana.
And now let's hear from Pete. Thanks for calling, Pete.
Good afternoon, Bob. Miss you, brother. I've been listening to you for almost as long as you've been on the air. You helped keep my sanity when I was injured and immobile. I want to thank you for the education, the opportunity to speak and converse with some very important people, and be well, brother.
Thanks so much, Pete. We appreciate your calling and also all of your contributions to the show and to all of the regular callers who call in. I hear names and people sound so familiar, and I think of not just Bob as a friend, but the people who regularly contributed. And one of the other things I remember about Bob is his sense of humor. Bob is one of the funniest people, but very dry. Yeah,
he's funny. He's dry. I remember standing. I used to stand in the doorway of his office. We'd all the time talk, have political conversations, and he always has the joke at the end of the conversation. That's really fantastic.
Yeah. One time he walked by my office. It was on Mardi Gras. You know, the Tuesday before Lent, and I had a great big pile of Mardi Gras beads that I had ordered from a warehouse in New Orleans. And he kind of walked by and he looked at them puzzled, and he said, "Please don't take this the wrong way, but how did you get so many Mardi Gras beads?"
And, of course, Matthew Leonard wrote in via email from the Innovation Trail saying that he wanted to acknowledge Bob's professional generosity, good humor, and he says, "My God, the man's a walking encyclopedia." That is definitely true.
Yeah.
Bob, I'd just like to say that I learned from you. I loved listening to you. I feel like you're a good friend, and I always have felt and appreciated your authenticity, your intelligence, and your curiosity. Thanks, Bob, for everything.
And as you know, we've been talking about this. Bob is stepping away from the program for health reasons. We hope that he will become a future participant in the talk show as we move forward. Our intention is to continue the journey that Bob started us on with 1370 Connection. Thank you so much to everyone who called or came in and recorded a tribute. If you didn't get a chance to be on the air, send an email to asktalk@wxxi.org. We'll make sure that Bob gets your sentiments. And this show will be put on as a podcast at wxxi.org if you didn't get to hear the whole thing. Thank you so much, Elisa.
And thank you, Gene, for your lovely conversations with Bob. And thank you for listening and for making 1370 Connection what it is. You're listening to 1370 Connection on WXXI, your NPR news station.